From Television City in Hollywood.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Jean Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers. Developed by Norman Lear, Archie chomps a cigar and smiles with Edith. Edith loads Tupperware on the dining table. Facing a row of empty chairs, she spreads her arms.
As your hostess for this evening, I welcome you with open arms.
Did I get any calls yet?
No, Gloria. That's the third time you've asked me that in the last 10 minutes. What makes you so nervous?
What makes you think I'm nervous? I'm not nervous. You're the one who's nervous.
Well, I got a right to be. I ain't never been in charge of a Tupperware party before. It's a big responsibility.
Yeah, you're right. I hope it's a big success.
Oh, I'm sure it will be. And Gloria, it couldn't have happened without your father's planning.
Daddy planned this party?
Yeah, he planned not to be here for it. Gloria, shouldn't you be getting dressed for your Marx Brothers festival? I can't wait to see how you're gonna look.
Oh, Ma, there's plenty of time to get dressed. Besides, I want to sit here and wait for my call.
Oh, I'm waiting for one, too, from Archie. It's late. Gloria, why are you sitting there? Will you help me with my hands?
What's the matter with them?
Well, I don't know where to put them. You know, in my speech, introducing Miss Henderson, the Tupperware lady. Now, why? I welcome you with open arms, or... I welcome you with open arms.
She throws out her hands.
Which is better, before or after?
How about during?
I welcome you with open arms. That's it! Glorious
thanks! Gloria!
Daddy's favorite son-in-law's killing.
I welcome you with open... Oh, I forgot to put the corgi on.
Gloria, why aren't you upstairs getting dressed? It's late.
I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
I said, I'm not going.
Look, Gloria, I don't know what I did to make you change your mind, but whatever it is, I want to say right up front that I was wrong. It was all my fault. I never should have done it, and I'll never do it again. And if I haven't done it yet, I'll be wrong when I do it. Okay? See that? A nice apology. Now, let's go upstairs and get dressed, huh? Come on.
Michael, I can't go till I know where Daddy is.
I know where he is. He is up in Buffalo at that stupid lodge convention of his.
No, he isn't. He didn't even get on the bus this morning.
How do you know that?
Butch McPherson called from Buffalo. Thank heavens I got the call. Daddy's supposed to room with him up there. And he isn't there. Do you hear me? Daddy isn't even there.
All right. So he missed the bus. He'll probably go up on a later one.
Well, I hope so. Butch is going to check on it and call me, and I want to wait for that call.
While we are waiting, can we go upstairs and get dressed, please?
You know, Michael, this isn't like Daddy. He's always on time. Dinner, 6 o'clock. Walter Cronkite, 7 o'clock. Bed, 10:30. And he never misses buses.
Anything can happen once, Gloria, even to your father. Like once I remember he was right. It happens. Now, come on, let's go upstairs and get dressed, please.
But, Michael, what if he's not on that second bus?
You're making me nauseous.
I'm afraid. What if he got mugged?
Mugged. You're talking just like a woman. All emotion, no logic.
What kind of male chauvinistic remark is that?
There's nothing chauvinistic about it. Gloria, your father is not on a bus. What is the logical explanation? He missed it. See? I, a man, go straight to the point. You, a woman, go bananas.
Why don't you, a man, go to hell?
See that? All emotion.
Yeah, but straight to the point. Now I'm going to wait for that phone call.
Did you tell your mother about this?
No, Michael, she's having a party tonight. I wouldn't want to worry her.
And you're right. See, now you're thinking like a man.
I was wrong. I didn't mean that. That was a slip. It was a slip. Remember that apology I made before for nothing? Use it here.
Miss Henderson, ain't you two going to get dressed?
Hi, I heard you were having a meeting. I thought you'd need a chair lady.
Oh, thanks, Irene.
Have you heard from Archie yet?
No, and he really should have called by now. It's almost 8 o'clock. Why are they going to be here any minute? Irene, would you help me? Listen to me make my speech. I'm afraid I'll forget the words.
Don't worry, you're going to be just fine.
That's what Mrs. Kleinschmidt said, and she was wrong.
Who is Mrs. Kleinschmidt?
My third grade teacher. She was in charge of the nativity play. I was acting the part of the third cow standing next to the manger. I was supposed to say, moo, moo, I hear people coming. And when the first cow was saying his speech, moo, moo, here we are, three cows in a manger, I looked out and I saw my little brother sitting in the audience picking his nose. Well, when it came my turn, I couldn't think of nothing else. So I said it. Moo, moo, my little brother is picking his nose.
I hate it. Your little brother is not here tonight, so come on, let's rehearse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I wrote it down. Now, see if I remember it. Dear friends, as your hostess for the evening, I welcome you with open arms.
That's very good.
Yeah, the hands was my idea, but Gloria told me where to put them. Now, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Miss Lillian Henderson.
She extends one arm.
If she's on this side, I'll go, Miss Lillian Henderson. The lady who is going to show us how to lock in our freshness.
She squeezes a container.
Perfect.
No, the words was right, but I didn't burp.
Edith continues squeezing.
You didn't what?
Well, these bowls are just like babies. After you put the food in, you gotta burp them. That's what keeps things fresh. But I just can't seem to talk and burp at the same time.
Too bad Archie isn't here.
Mike's dressed as Groucho Marx.
All right, they got this calling the African Explorer. Did someone call me Snora?
He has glasses, thick mustache and eyebrows, and holds a cigar.
This morning I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I'll never know.
Don't tell me. James Cagney.
Irene, I don't know what I'd do without you, but I'd rather.
That's very good, Mike.
You think that's good? You ought to see my brother.
Gloria's dressed as Harpo, with a horn, trench coat, and top hat. She chases Edith around the room. About to shake Edith's hand, she hooks her knee on it instead and wiggles it.
Temple.
Under her curly blonde wig, Gloria sighs.
What brought all this on?
Mike dips Irene.
What did you say?
I said, what brought all this on?
I can't tell you, Irene. My mother told me never to talk with my hands full. Excuse me, all good things must come to an end, but if you play your cards right, I'll be back for your end later.
What is this all about?
We go into a Marx Brothers movie festival, and if they don't dress like that, they get in for half price.
Good, Nana, say the secret word and win a year's supply.
Oh, that brings back memories. Incidentally, so does that coat.
It should. It's your husband's.
Of what?
Of what?
A year's supply of what?
That's a very good question. Give me a good answer, I'll give you 2 years' supply.
Oh, my. I forgot to take the cake out of the freezer. I was so worried about my speech, I forgot about everything else.
Edith, you know your speech perfectly. We'll go over it a few times.
Michael, I hope we don't get arrested walking down the streets like this.
You kidding me? This is New York. We'd be lucky if anybody notices us.
Oh, I hope that's Butch McPherson. I'll get it, Ma.
Hello, Daddy get there yet?
He didn't. Oh, my God.
Gloria, is that your father?
No, Ma, it's for me.
Oh, but it ought to be your father. It's almost 8 o'clock. He should have called 2 hours ago. Are you sure it ain't your father?
Oh, of course it isn't, Daddy. If it was, you'd be talking to him.
That's right.
Edith returns to the kitchen.
What is it?
Still there, Butch? No, we haven't heard from him. He hasn't called. Where can he be? Well, will you keep looking for him, please? And if there's any news, you'll call. Yeah, thank you. Michael, he wasn't on the second bus either. Daddy's missing.
Take it easy.
Michael,
easy.
Michael, don't tell me to take it easy. Don't you understand? Daddy is missing.
I got it right. I got the ball to Bert. And Irene says it sounds better than Archie.
Dear friends, I welcome you with open arms. Dear friends, I welcome you with open arms.
Miss Henderson!
Direct from Tupperware.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock. You're right on time.
There's no such word as late in my vocabulary, Mrs. Bunker. Even on days like today when I have to fly in all the way from Schenectady.
Schenectady?
Oh, yes. I think that's one of the things that attracted me to Tupperware.
About to clasp the armchair, Miss Henderson pulls back her hands distastefully.
Oh, I'm just a born traveler, always spreading my wings and hitting the road.
Oh, hitting the road. My, that sounds so romantic.
Oh, yes, the constant adventure of journeying to new, exciting places. Newark, Hoboken, Hartford. The approach to Utica as you come off the thruway.
You sound just like the happy wanderer on TV.
Well, I just find it all so stimulating. This week, Brooklyn. Next week, Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? The Bethlehem?
That's right. Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah.
She scans the Tupperware.
Mrs. Bunker, you've broken up a family.
I have?
Look at that chevalier. What's it doing with the Wonderlears?
I don't know.
It certainly didn't get there by itself, did it?
Oh, I'm sorry. You see, between worrying about my speech and why my husband had...
No, not the Jiffy Zip. It's by the Flavor Saver. It's a souvenir that's lost. There. Now it's back home.
Oh, my, and you spotted it, just like that.
Every little Tupper has a family of its own. Mrs. Bunker, this is an occasion. You know, there are 3 things a woman remembers all her life. Her wedding night, the birth of her first child, and her first Tupperware party.
That's beautiful.
Gloria sneaks in.
Gloria! Mike, what are you doing in the cellar?
We were looking for the celery.
You're having entertainment for the party. What a lovely idea, Mrs. Bunker. Tupperware won't pay for that.
Lord, my daughter, Gloria, my stupid, Miss Henderson.
How do you do?
Well, they're dressed that way because they're going to the movies.
Oh.
Gloria, what were you doing carrying the phone around? Did Archie call?
No, Ma, we were just checking to see what time the movie starts.
Why did you have to go to the cellar for that?
Mrs. Bunker, I think our guests have arrived.
Oh, Nibby. Oh, tell me when Archie calls.
Come on, Michael.
Gloria leads Mike to the kitchen.
Michael, what are we going to do?
We're going to go to the movies. That's what we're going to do.
What?
Gloria, it is the only calm, rational thing to do. Believe me.
Believe you? No, I have to believe.
believe all those phone calls we just made. Nobody saw him on the bus.
All right, so he took a plane. Gloria, didn't Butch McPherson say he'd call when Archie got there?
Right.
All right, so it's crazy to miss the festival waiting for a phone call. Now, come on.
Michael, I know you fight with Daddy a lot, but I always thought it was because you didn't agree with him. I didn't know that you hated him.
I don't hate him.
You hate him.
I don't hate him.
You hate him.
Gloria, you better quit while you're ahead.
Well, if you don't hate him, how can you think of going to the movies while he's missing out there?
He's not missing. We just mislaid him, that's all.
Something's happened to him. I know something's happened to him.
You know something's happened to him. How do you know, Gloria? You tell me. You give me one scrap of fact and I won't go to the movies. One little fact.
Michael, I'm just worried about my father.
Hey, honey, I know you're worried, but I also know that you're worrying unnecessarily. You know, Archie, he probably checked into another hotel.
Why would he do that?
Well, you heard him this morning boasting about how much expense money the lodge was giving him, $35 a day.
So?
Well, he probably checked into some flea bag hotel and he's pocketing the rest of the money.
That's a terrible thing to say about my father.
I thought it was one of the nicest things I ever said about him.
Edith retrieves a cake and scurries back out.
Gloria, honey, listen, there's nothing to worry about.
Nothing? Michael, with all the trouble that's going on in the world these days, people being shot in the streets for no reason. Murder for murder's sake.
You're talking paranoid, Gloria. That's what's wrong with everybody these days. Everybody's afraid. Whatever happened to trusting your fellow man?
You really think he checked into a different hotel?
It makes sense, doesn't it?
You could be right, Michael.
Of course I'm right. Excuse me. Now, trust me. Come on, now, let's go to the movies. We're going to have a good time, huh? I mean, yeah, after all, what's the worst that could happen? He could come home.
Women mingle in the dining room. Edith checks her watch anxiously.
Edith, it's a lovely party.
Oh, thanks, Louise, but we ain't heard a word from Archie.
I'll say it again. It's a lovely party.
Oh, there's more people. Oh, it looks like we're going to have a full house. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Estrada, come in.
Hello.
Oh, one and no chase. Here you came. Miss Henderson, I'd like you to meet some friends of mine, Alfredo Estrada and his wife, Maria.
Hello.
How do you do? A man, Mrs. Bunker, at a Tupperware party.
Oh, I know he's a man, but he ain't here as a man. He's here to listen for his wife.
Oh. Is she deaf?
No, Puerto Rican.
I'm here to translate for her.
Oh, well, then in that case, he can stay.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Estrada, I have just the thing for you and your wife.
Oh?
Our pie holder also doubles as a tortilla holder.
Puerto Ricans don't eat tortillas. We don't even eat tortillas. Quería darme una de esas cosas para nuestras tortillas.
As the Estradas join the others, Miss Henderson laughs too.
Oh, they're such a happy people, aren't they? Excuse me. Oh, Mrs. Jefferson, I can't tell you how delighted I am to see you here tonight.
Oh, do we know each other?
No, but we have overcome, haven't we?
We have?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Why, only last week I hosted an all-black Tupperware party.
Oh, it couldn't have been all black.
But it was.
Didn't you say you were there?
Miss Henderson chortles.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, anyway, I took in $300 that night, even though I was the only hunky there.
As Miss Henderson laughs, Louise stares unsmiling.
Hunky. That's black for white.
Is that right? Sometimes I wish I were white so I could get used to using all of those black expressions.
Miss Henderson chuckles.
Peter, hi, big baby. This is a good time for you to begin your speech.
Oh, my queen, I'm so nervous.
You're among friends. You're going to be fine.
Just don't think about your little brother picking his nose.
Ladies, we're ready to start. Why don't you all sit down?
In the front row, Miss Henderson pulls out a tissue.
Oh, welcome to my very first Tupperware party.
Edith thinks, then beams and extends her hands. Frowning, she quickly pulls them back.
As your hostess for this evening...
Gloria, how could you do a crazy, stupid thing like that? Will you answer me?
Mike pursues Gloria to the kitchen. Miss Henderson daintily pokes the tissue into her nose. Edith tries to ignore her. Irene mouths the next words, while Louise glances around, puzzled.
As your hostess for this evening, I welcome you with open noses.
Edith gapes in dismay. Flinging her arms wide, she knocks over the bowls. Miss Henderson's face sags in anguish. In the kitchen.
You agreed, Gloria. You agreed to go to duck soup with me.
Leave me alone.
I agreed to leave before horse feathers, but we never even got there to see duck soup.
Oh, stop it, Michael. Haven't you ever changed your mind before? Listen, I'm sorry I didn't go to the movies with you, but every minute I'm getting more and more frightened. Oh, that might be Butch.
Collect call, so I know it's from Archie. Hello, Archie. Oh, excuse me, Butch. What? Would you mind talking louder? We're having a party here. Yeah, where is Archie? What? Well, where could he be? Well, did you check? Oh, I see. Oh, no, sure. Butch, you go back to your table.
Yeah, goodbye.
Archie ain't at the banquet. He ain't even in Buffalo.
We know, Ma.
Oh, I knew something was wrong when he didn't... You knew. Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I was hoping you'd turn up there on a later bus, and I didn't want to worry you.
Gloria, where could he be?
Well, everything's all right. Everything will be fine. Daddy's okay.
No! Archie's always on time. Dinner at 6, Cronkite at 7, bedtime 8, 10:30. Something's happened to him.
Edith walks over to stand behind Archie's armchair.
Edith, everything's back in its place now. Yes. It's all going just fine.
Yes. It's fabulous.
Yes. Everybody, please, please, can we have some quiet? Please.
Ma, are you all right?
Certainly she's all right. She's just a little overwhelmed by it all. Like I said, we never forget our first Tupperware party. Now, ladies, I must show you our brand new cracker keeper. Come on, girls.
Stroking the chair, Edith stares ahead, her eyes wide, her lips trembling.
Where's Archie? Has he run off with another woman? Edith asks the police to find out next week on All in the Family. All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Don Nickel, produced by Michael Ross and Bernie West. Betty Garrett, Irene. Isabel Sanford, Louise. Charlotte Ray, Miss Henderson. Copyright 1974, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production.
Viacom.